So hello, welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my guest, Jennifer Lampkins, we were just having the best conversation in our pre-chat because it's really not about getting it perfect. And, you know, we think it has to be perfect. Jennifer, what, you know, you're a coach, you help people, you build an insanely beautiful business. Why is it we keep thinking we have to be perfect?
You know, Erica, the secret ingredient to desiring perfection, the secret ingredient to getting past that is to receive yourself completely, mistakes and all. And how fun is it to just take a chance on yourself, bet on you, receive your desires, you know, bleep it up completely if that's what's required to have the awareness and to just, you know, get it to the point where you're in sync with you, and the rest of it's just going to kind of keep moving in the right direction. It doesn't have to be just perfection.
Oh, I think it's right. Yeah. I think the funniest thing is that we have this like preconceived thing of when we get it right, everything will work this way. And I found with the podcast that I actually don't have to get it right. That's the craziest thing. I just have to, like you were talking about, again, we have the greatest pre-chat. I just have to be myself going through it, you know?
Absolutely. How much fun can everyone invite themselves to in 2018? Happy New Year, everyone. And and really, just how much, this is going to be just an epic year. I can feel it. I can feel this is the year that's really rounding into bringing and inviting everybody to more of themselves and everything they're capable of. And it's just going to be a rock star year. And 2019 is just going to blow us right out of the woods.
I definitely get that. And you know what else? I think 2020, it's going to be insane. So I want to encourage the people listening to not only welcome 2018 with open arms, you know, and joy and that sense of calm, it's going to be all right, but then also to really have a 24-month thing. Because 2020, like, how cool is 2020, right?
Absolutely. Well, and here's the thing, you know, I mean, not getting too far ahead of ourselves, right? Yeah, it's all good is coming. It's all coming. And it's here right now. So can we just take a chance on ourselves, be really present, just start to celebrate this? Like, what invitation, and this is to all the listeners, I just invite you guys all just to really revel in all of your beauty, you know, all of it, and enjoy when you make a mistake, because that's just one stepping stone back, you know, closer to your greatness, because you have awareness. Every time there's an error, it's a gift. So let's just jump into celebration every day.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to really touch on that screwing up thing, because we're so focused on not releasing something until it's right. And what I perceive as a seer is all these works sitting in people's throats and sitting on their hard drives and sitting in their third eye, you know, sitting, it's like all these things they'd like to create on the planet. And because they can't be perfect, it's like nothing happens. And what can you say about that? How can people start shifting that? Like, just really start doing it, even if it's not perfect.
I have a quick story about that. So when I was younger, I was a really great poet and writer. I really had magic with it. And I started my first chapter of a book, and it was beautiful, and it was a paragraph that was an epic paragraph. And I never got to my second paragraph in my first chapter because I didn't know how to like land it anywhere else, because it was just so beautiful. Like, it, okay, so that was my book, one chapter, right? One paragraph in the first chapter.
That was it.
And that was a beautiful lesson, because I realized that wasn't authentically me, you know? I needed to keep going. I needed to stumble a little bit. I needed to, you know, get rich and deep into the characters and then keep going forward. And it's really about expectations. We're trying to meet everyone else's expectations. So you know, can we just loosen up the reins a little bit, people?
Oh, and my gosh.
Realize that it's not about anybody but you. Nobody else's opinions of you or any of your bleeping business.
Well, you know, enjoy yourself. As soon as I saw that too, like, we're both parents and we know when faced with actual parenting, that, you know, perfect is a pipe dream. It's
like, well, for goodness sakes, gosh, do we have to open that Pandora's box?
Everyone a hello for even staying in the game.
Absolutely.
Just that presence of being, because as like I look at my kids and they are phenomenal, and there's so many ways I could be a better parent.
But children know, Erica. Children know when we're being honest and real with them, and when they can tell when we're connecting heart to heart, no matter if we're getting it wrong, that's what they're feeling, because they're so aware, you know? So it's all good.
Well, I love your relationship with your daughter, because it's just something that seems like it gives you a lot of life force. It's really fun.
Yeah, she's pretty incredible, you know, but I'm sure every parent probably says that. But I think she's kind of epic, you know.
She's epic. Yeah. Let's just own that. So going forth in 2018, since we have this really beautiful sort of, we're on this sort of, I don't know. I don't know if diving board's the right word. Huh. Jumping off a cliff. No, not right.
How about like that whole, remember that exercise when we used to do, like anybody who's ever done business building where you have to fall in that trust exercise where you fall backwards and you're being caught?
Ooh. Right?
So what if we were the ones standing behind us?
Yeah.
You know, what if that's my invitation. Like, can we catch our own backs? Can we have our own backs? Can we have enough faith that if we fall, we got it, baby.
And that's going into 2018. That is perfect. That's perfect. That's a beautiful beginning. I'm so grateful to be here on the Erica Glessing Show. I can't fathom that it did a whole year and didn't fall on its face so badly that it had to stop being.
I have to say too, I feel really privileged to start the new year with you too. I mean, it was a great way to begin 2017, and I'm really thankful and grateful that you invited me back to do it again.
You know, it's like, how much fun can we have being us? And all of our, and you know, the thing that I look at too is every day I wake up and I do ask the questions, you know, what can I be today? How can I change the world today? What are some other questions people can ask themselves every day? What are some questions you can guide us with?
My favorite question lately has been, everywhere, all the uncomfortable distances I've been hiding me from me, I like revealed, please. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I just want to thank everyone for coming today, for showing up, for listening, for tuning in. I am beyond grateful. Jennifer Lampkins, how can we find you and find out more about you and work with you and let you help us in our businesses?
Ooh, well, I have, just for the listeners today, I have the first 50 people who to go to the link that's attached. We'll get a free 30-minute empowerment coaching call with me. So that's kind of exciting. And I think you'll probably put several, I've got a few websites and a Facebook page that's probably my dominant media focus. So I'm sure you'll have that information below. We'll make sure that they have that.
Awesome. Erica Glessing Show, theericaglessingshow.com, January 1st, 2018. May it be an epic year.
Woo! Woo!